A few weeks ago in Lynn Johnston's Sunday newspaper comic strip, For Better or For Worse, 13-year-old Michael complains to his mom, "Mom, there's nothing to wear." "Michael," his mother counters, "you won't go shopping with me. And the last time I gave you money to buy your clothes, you didn't buy anything." And then a few minutes later, Michael is staring out the window. "There's nothing to do," the teenager whines. His mother reminds him, "Brian asked you to go swimming. Your dad asked you if you would go downtown with him, and you turned them both down." Mom next encounters Michael plopped in front of the television. The sound is turned down. "There's nothing to watch," Michael quips. Mother says pointedly, "There are plenty of channels to choose from, and you have video games to play." And then in the next to last panel, Dad comes home from his errands to find Michael just sitting in a chair, a forlorn expression on his face. "What's wrong with Michael?" Dad asks. Mom deadpans, "There's nothing to complain about." Today, I think our gospel is about attitude and perspective. Jesus asks us to consider not just our failings and our sins, the acts themselves, but the self-centeredness at the heart of our actions. To embrace happiness is a choice we make. We decide whether or not to engage the world with a perspective of hope and possibility. And Michael's pessimism is his own making. And his wise mom calls him on it. But on a much deeper and more serious level, Jesus challenges each of us to confront the anger, the bigotry, the self-righteousness that we use to justify our behavior. The attitudes that tear families and communities apart, that destroy our own sense of self-respect, as well as diminishing the basic human dignity of others. To follow Jesus is to see the possibilities we have for doing good things, and then to accept God's grace to make sure that such goodness, such good, becomes a reality. So the question for all of us today is, what choice do we make?